Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome in on a Friday morning, and boy, is it blue cold outside. I'm telling you what, Kim, I don't know about you. The official temperature right now is about 12. It warmed up as I headed down the interstate this morning, but when I got in my truck, the truck said 7 degrees.
Ugh. Oh, it's brutal.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's funny how, you know, when you're coming out, you have like the nice fall temperatures and you start to feel the 40 degree temperatures, that's freezing and you feel like you need to wear a winter coat. And then once you've had temperatures in the teens, you get back up to 40 like we did the other day. I'm like, wow, this feels fantastic. This is like the tropics.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's going to feel great this afternoon when it's 32 degrees. You're going to feel like you should be in short sleeves. But plan to probably, I didn't have a lot of frost this morning, just a little bit where I was, but I'm assuming depending on how low you are in your particular area, you could have some thick frost this morning, and would just be warned headed out the door where we're still a week and a half away from winter. That is just mind-boggling to me. Hey, lots of big news overnight. I should say since our show ended yesterday morning at 9, the arrest of this pipe bomber, finding out more about him, it's going to blow the lid off of the lies of the left. It's so obvious to me what was going on here with Christopher Wray and the leadership in the FBI. There was nothing new that broke this case. This was information that was in the hands of the FBI for the last 4.5 years, and they did nothing with it. And you almost think it had to be intentional, that it, somebody overlooked something, and then they came back, and then this was a surprise. Somebody just simply overlooked this. It was a mistake. Maybe. It doesn't sound to me like that. It sounds to me like these folks didn't want this to affect their narrative about January 6th. And Bongino swears the day he walked in office, his first order of business was, I want you to get me this pipe bomber. I know we have the authority and the ability in this building to figure out who did this. And then, of course, you know, the media wants to, they called him a white guy. Did you hear that? Jake Tapper, I've got the sound this morning, refers to him, Brian Cole is under arrest, a white guy who lives in rural Virginia, while the picture on the screen is of a black man named Brian Cole. He's a black man. I mean, I don't know what his race has to do with any of this, which would double down on my question to CNN. Why did your writer specifically put in the copy, Brian Cole is a white man who lives in Virginia?
Well, would they say he's a black man?
Probably not. Exactly. Hell no, they wouldn't.
Right, right.
It's just complete hogwash is what it is. It's just garbage. So we had that. And then, when, of course, the big Supreme Court decision on redistricting in Texas, that was big, right? And then, of course, the hearing yesterday on the drug bombing, and we're once again in such partisan waters in Washington, D.C., that you knew this was going to happen. You had these senators coming out, this House members coming out of this meeting who were able to view the video. And, of course, if it's a Democrat like Jim Himes, it's the most damaging, outrageous thing he's ever seen in his entire life. And he doesn't even have words for it, for how awful it was, what he just witnessed. This guy was in Congress when Joe Biden bombed a van with children in it. And I didn't see Jim Himes out talking about the fact that that was the worst thing he's ever seen or heard of in his entire life. But a couple of narco terrorists being killed in the middle of an ocean while transporting drugs into the United States that could have killed untold tens of thousands of children, potentially, teenagers, maybe. That instead is the worst thing he's ever seen in his life. There's no depths to which Democrats will not go to eke out some sort of political victory against Donald Trump. I mean, that's not breaking news. That's the environment we find ourselves in this day and these days. And it's just really, really pathetic. Pathetic of them that they have to go through, that they have to put us through this. So we got so much stuff to get to, and man, what a show. We got Guns N' Roses tickets to give away. I'm going to have to pause every time I say that now because I keep calling them the wrong name. We're going to give those away. We've got my friend Bo Matthews is going to make an appearance on the show this morning. He's got a big toy drive going on tomorrow. We're going to give you more details on how you can help out with that. J.J. Carafano, Congressman Bob Onder a little later. The Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, is going to join us today. We're going to talk to Phil Amato, Missouri House member who's filed a bill to try to get a handle on AI, to make sure that you're not someday reporting to AI as your boss in the state of Missouri. Now, I don't know if the bill goes anywhere or not, but that's one of the hundreds of bills that was filed back on December 1st.
Not only would it prevent AI from being your boss at work, it would also prevent you from marrying AI. And I know that
sounds
really stupid, but that is actually happening in other parts of the world.
Well, you know, Kim, as you can be as romantic as you want, but you got to admit, if you could custom design your spouse, wow, like, wow.
Don't give people any ideas.
Custom design what they look like, custom design their attitude.
They just say, yes, yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, master.
Answer yes to everything. Are you kidding me? That would be great. Do everything you want. I mean, it may get a little lonely since you're really talking to a computer, but other than that.
Man, people don't care about that these days.
Oh,
they'll sit
gosh.
Behind their computer for hours and talk to a computer.
Oh,
it doesn't matter
I know.
If the person actually exists.
Well, you know, I mean, somebody married a fake person years ago, like somebody who didn't exist, so it's not like it's breaking new ground. But anyway, we'll talk to Phil. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today. So stay tuned. Full show for you on this Friday morning. I promise you that. First, though, let's get to some of our top stories, Ethan. Thank you.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
And what I'm afraid of is that we are living in a day and age where they think violence is the solution to them not wanting to hear a different point of view.
Yeah, Erica Kirk, who attended that New York Times event earlier this week that you've already heard from a lot of people who were speaking there, including Gavin Newsom. They asked Erica Kirk if her position on gun control has changed since her husband's murder. And she said no, and here's why. And it was a great explanation.
Why weren't all the phone numbers scrubbed and why weren't they connected and why wasn't there any geolocational data done? Now, that is either sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence, and neither of which is acceptable.
Yeah, Kash Patel, I'm leading toward intentional negligence. They've had the information on this pipe bomber for years and didn't act on it under the Biden administration. Gee, why do you think that was?
I'm not letting anybody on either side of the aisle castigate an entire party of people like that. I'm not doing that. That gets us nowhere.
Stephen A. Smith. There are things about this guy I can't stand and other things about him that I like. And I liked what he did on The View yesterday. He went on there. He went into the lion's den. And if it's possible, he pretty much shut them down.
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with transporting an explosive device.
That was it. Jake Tapper on TV. Now, Kim and I have both anchored television newscasts. And when you're reading a teleprompter, you're looking into the teleprompter here. Right below it is a monitor showing you what's on the TV while you're talking. So if your face is on the TV, you see your face down there. If video's running on the TV, you see the video that you're talking under right there. This is Jake Tapper looking into the camera with a chyron, a picture over his shoulder of a black man. When he reads the copy in the teleprompter that says, "Today, the FBI arrested Brian Cole, a white man from Virginia," because they so wanted it to be some sort of a white supremacist or somebody connected to Donald Trump, when in reality it was a black man. Not that it matters to me, but for CNN to get to play the race card on this story, they so willingly wanted it to be what they wanted it to be, they couldn't stand it. And some writer put that copy in there. I'm sure it wasn't Jake Tapper, but he read it. So he's equally as guilty of all of that. So that was one of the more glaring media mess-ups yesterday. We should keep a running list of those.
Just goes back to this notion of do the flip test. They would never sit there and say, you know, a black man, an Indian man. They just wouldn't do it. An Asian man has been arrested. Can you imagine turning on the news and hearing someone say that? We would all do a double take if they said an Asian man has been arrested for. You would just say a man.
Yeah, right.
But if it's a white man, they have to make sure that they, you know, differentiate.
I could not agree more. So we didn't even have to go any further about explaining that one. Just running the soundbite would have been plenty. All right, coming up, we'll talk more about the Texas redistricting decision last night, which is also huge and really kind of shows you once again it lifts the veil on the bias in the justice system. Because it took the United States Supreme Court to smack down some of these liberals in these lower appeals courts who actually suggested something about that redistricting was racial and not partisan. Partisan gerrymandering is okay. Racial gerrymandering is not. So if you want to stop what they're doing down there, you somehow have to attach race to it. And in this case, race had nothing to do with it. They were simply looking at D's and R's. It had nothing to do with the race of the individuals, the individual voters, or candidates. It was silly season. We'll talk about all that coming up right now. Let's get to our national anthem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's really hard to wrap my brain around sometimes as somebody who does this for a living, whose job it is to go out and monitor the news, the important news of the day, and then to come in here every day and talk to you about it. I expect the bias of the mainstream media. I really do. It's just a fact of life that there's no way around it, right? We hate it. We can choose not to listen to those organizations that participate in it. But at some point, you've got to watch them or listen to them so you can filter out the truth. And even on the drive in this morning, listen to the Gordon Deal show, and they had a reporter on, Kim. I think she was maybe from The Hill or may have been the Wall Street Journal. And her story was, the Supreme Court hands Donald Trump a major victory on redistricting, but will it backfire? And of course, the reporter's thesis is, yes, this is going to backfire. No, it's not. You need to understand what the court did here, first of all. There was a lower court decision that the new lines in Texas were somehow racist. And the silliness of that is that you have to assume that when they redrew these lines, they looked at the race of either the current office holder or who the voters would be. Well, they didn't care who the current office holder was, except whether or not it was a D or an R. Now, it's perfectly legal to redraw district lines, not gerrymander, but to redraw district lines for partisan purposes. That's apparently okay. You can't do it for racial reasons. Now, there's a couple of important things about this. They determined that what was done there was not done for racial reasons. Bear in mind the other big decision the Supreme Court has to roll out this session, and that's on the Voting Rights Act. Because for years and years, because of a misinterpretation of the Voting Rights Act, blue states across the country have gerrymandered districts for purely racial reasons, using the Voting Rights Act as a shield to do it. And there's a challenge in front of the court right now as to whether or not that's proper. Well, of course it's not proper. The entire issue over the Texas gerrymandering was whether or not it was done illegally for racial reasons or legally for partisan reasons. And the court looked at it and said it was clearly they made partisan decisions to make this district a plus two or three toward Republican votes as opposed to Democrat votes. But that's not black or white.
What's any different about what's been done with other states for the exact same reason?
Right. The bigger point is Democrats have done this for years, right, to the extreme. But if the Voting Rights Act gets reversed, Kim, and this is the story nobody's talking about, Republicans could pick up 20 seats in the House. If the court rules that because of the Voting Rights Act, districts were allowed to be gerrymandered for racial reasons, and they say that's not right, that's not constitutional, that's not what the Voting Rights Act was put in for, all of these districts are going to be redrawn, that the Democrats have gerrymandered for years for purely racial reasons to guarantee a minority majority district. That clearly is a racial reason that you did that. It's like CD1 here, almost. In that may be the perfect example here in St. Louis. And if the court rules you can't do that, all these states are going to have to they're going to be forced to redraw those lines. Now, it may not guarantee 20 seats for the Republicans, but it's sure as hell going to hurt the Democrats' stronghold in these big cities where they've just drawn a line around the big blue city and it always goes blue.
Well, look at Illinois. Remember when, who was it? What was the late night host? Remember they were talking about, they had J.B. Pritzker on and they were talking about redistricting and they're like, let me show you a map of Illinois and the redistricting that's gone on there. And
yeah, I think it was Colbert.
Okay, so Colbert. And it was the wonky shape. There's no way you could possibly have defended that other than to say that was the reason why they did it. And now it's not okay when we do it on the other side.
Right. That's basically your argument. Huge, huge, huge victory in the Supreme Court for Texas yesterday. That bodes well. It's not going to backfire, as that mainstream media reporter was trying to suggest this morning. All right, coming up, we will get to Kim on a Whim. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim on a Whim.
Look, we've heard a lot about the housing market and the shift that we've seen where, gosh, remember a few years ago when it was 100% a seller's market and, man, people were paying $50,000 over asking and making all the buyers were making all sorts of concessions saying, oh, I'll, you know, waive inspection, I'll waive appraisal, everything. I just want the house. They're willing to do anything.
We got outbid by $30,000 on a house where the person that won was just paying cash.
Yeah, everyone was making...
They don't have to deal with financing or any of that. I mean, right. It was crazy.
It was nuts. So we've definitely seen a shift. And you hear a lot of people, we were talking about this yesterday, Mark, this whole affordability crisis. Okay, no doubt. I mean, it's not great right now, but we're certainly moving in the right direction. But it is challenging for home buyers and for people certainly trying to sell their home right now. And I guess maybe I was on maternity leave when this happened. This idea that Trump had, he floated the idea of a 50-year mortgage.
Yep.
Look, I support a lot of what Donald Trump does. This is just stupid. This is a terrible idea. Terrible. This is not only going to make it extremely difficult for you to have any equity, it's going to take a lot longer for you to actually have equity in your home because, again, you're paying off the interest really first. You're not really tackling the principal payment. It's mostly interest out of the gate.
You could end up paying more in interest than you paid for the house.
Oh, well, 100% you would. But even when you're doing a 30-year loan, you can often do that, right? But especially if you have a 50-year loan. So you're going to have, a ton of interest, and it's going to take a very long time to have any equity. This is not the solution. I don't know what the solution is. I'm not paid the big bucks to try to figure out what that is, but I do know this is not it. Listen to Dave Ramsey. Listen to his response to this idea that Trump had.
The difference in a 50-year mortgage and a 30-year mortgage, as we just described, you would think it would be almost half, but it's only 16% less. So your payment on a 50-year on a $500,000 is $2,200. On a 30-year is $2,600. You save a whole $300 by going in debt an extra 20 freaking years. And you save $300. And this is going to fix America's housing crisis. Oh, horse crap, Trump. That's absolutely asinine, and you know it.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
He doesn't mince any words.
No, Ramsey's a piece of work. I love listening to that guy. I don't always follow everything he says, but he's dead on. I mean, it's just most of us don't have the discipline to follow what he does. I've listened to his show, and the people that have followed the steps, and they've paid off incredible amounts of debt in 1 year just to become debt-free, and it's fantastic if you can do it. I just don't know very many people that have the discipline to do it.
Well, yeah, because you're giving up vacation.
Oh,
you're not
everything.
Going out to eat.
Yeah.
You're really not doing anything extra other than the essentials. And you can do that for, it's kind of like losing weight, right? In January, everyone goes to the gym and they're really, really dedicated. And then February, it kind of dwindles down. And then by March, you just have the regulars who are there all the time.
Well,
it's like that. Like, you're willing to be really disciplined for a while with your finances. And then you start slipping back into old habits. But that's why the 50-year loan, if this were to actually be a thing moving forward, it's not yet, it would be appealing to certain people. And I don't know that they would realize that it's not really saving them that much money, as Dave Ramsey said.
The thing, and there's a difference, but there's also a comparison to people who want luxury vehicles and they really can't afford them, but now you've got dealers that'll finance things for 10 years, right?
Instead of the average, like a 6-year loan is pretty common.
Well, 5 or 6 years has become more common, but they'll do it for 10 years and maybe longer than that in some cases. The difference there is the vehicle, unless it's a Maserati or something that is going to increase in value, the minute you drive a car off the lot, it drops in value and it never appreciates except for a brief time during COVID when used car values actually went up over new car values. A home does appreciate, but not enough to justify an additional 20 years of interest payments. Never would.
Why, when you said Maserati, why would a Maserati? Are you saying
I just mean a collector car.
Okay,
like,
got it.
There are cars that do go up in value over the years. Let's say you went out and you bought some rare Ferrari and paid $200,000 for it, and that's probably
painful.
A small amount, but it would be an investment. There are people that invest in cars that are older and worth a lot of money that do go up in value. That's not what we're talking about here. People are going to car dealerships and financing brand new vehicles for 10 years, and they're going to lose money. They're going to bleed out. I mean, there's no way that car, it goes down in value every year after you drive it off the lot.
I'll never buy
a
new car.
You're paying $600-$700 a month for 10 years. I mean, it's crazy.
You've got 16, 17-year-olds who I've heard are paying upwards of $800 because they want to have the status car to drive around. They're probably going to crash anyway.
You can't fix stupid. Those are the kinds of things Ramsey talks about, though.
Well, he drove a beater.
He's right. What does he say? You got to live like no one else now so you can
live like no one else
later.
He says cash is king.
Right.
I'm curious what you all think about this. If you think this is as stupid of an idea as I do, because our text line 314-241-9797 is open, and I just...
Something tells me...
Seriously, what is the solution for the housing issue? right? I mean, we want to build new homes, but then you, like Ethan and I, we were talking right before the show started about the Palisades. Is that right? And how a lot of the people who live there are having a hard time rebuilding because of all the restrictions that the state of California has in place and code and all these different
and they
hoops
found
you
out
have
they
to
were
jump
underinsured
through.
To begin with.
Also that. Right, right. But then were we also talking to Ethan about how maybe the state's trying to come in and maybe put affordable housing or other things in its place. And that completely changes the dynamic of the whole neighborhood.
Sure does. Yeah. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know that you should go to longer mortgages like that. Maybe adjustable rate mortgages are something that's going to see a comeback as interest rates fall. That may be a possibility as a way to make some of these things more affordable. I don't know what the answer is. What the answer isn't is loosening up lending guidelines, because then you end up with a 2007 situation where they forced the lenders to reduce their lending guidelines to give people credit who had marginal credit to begin with. Those people then defaulted on their loans. They rebundled the bad debt, and it drugged the market down with it. You can't go that angle again. You just can't. Maybe one answer is to try to build more affordable homes. Another answer is people are going to have to start moving to less populated areas. I'm sorry, you love living in the Palisades, or you want to live in the Palisades in California and then rebuild it. The majority of people won't be able to afford that. You're going to have to move 40, 50, 60 miles away where housing is more affordable. There are vast stretches of land in this country that are still empty. They could build plenty of homes if there's the demand to do it that would be a lot more affordable. Like, for example, there are nice two-story spacious homes in the Warrenton area right now that are in the $200,000 range, which is affordable for a lot of people. And they just, but if they work downtown, that's an hour, that's probably an hour's drive at least, right? To Warrenton, I guess from
absolutely
downtown.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more than that with traffic. On Monday with all the snow, maybe a 7-hour trip. I don't know. It's a haul.
Oh, MoDOT won't realize there's snow coming. So yeah, probably at least 7-8 hours, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You're right. Joe on Facebook is saying the solution is spoiled kids accepting a starter home is not their parents' house.
That I know some kids that when interest rates were 2.5% that walked out of college, got a decent job, and the next thing you know, they're buying a house in the same neighborhood their parents are in. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, that's happened. I don't know that's the norm, but some of them kind of expect that.
Well, people are saying, though, that even the smaller homes, like, for example, you know, my husband and I are interested in real estate, and so we're always scouring, and I've been stunned to see that some of the homes, for example, in St. Charles County, they'll be listed for, you know, $350, and they need a lot of work.
At $350.
And it's not like they're that big. You know what I'm saying? It has been very interesting to me to see what some of these homes are going for that you would think would be turnkey. And they, I mean, most homeowners, unless you're an investor or you're handy yourself, most people would not want to move into that home because of the amount of work that it would need for most people.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's part of that, you know, that gets back to the out of reach, because somebody's going to buy that, invest some money and flip it for $450,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, unless you're rolling into it with some equity, is going to be a steep climb for a lot of young kids these days. You worry about that. But here, I'll put this in a little historical perspective. I remember in 1980, the 79-80, when interest rates were 11, 12, 14%, and my dad worried that I'd never be able to afford a house because interest rates were so high. Obviously, houses cost a lot less back then, but we've been through this before. We can beat it again.
Yeah.
For sure.
Really fast before we go into break, someone on the text line said, doesn't a 50-year mortgage allow a person of less means to get into a house, then later they can refinance under better terms, and hopefully they'll have a greater income down the road?
Well, I mean, like Ramsey pointed out, it's an extra $400 a month. You're saving yourself $300 or $400 a month. I would assume then if you... But you're not going to build any equity in the house if you've got, because you're never paying down the principal. And I don't think we're going to see another growth spurt in terms of equity like we've seen the last 10 years.
And
I mean, it's been crazy. I don't know that growth in home values continues So it may take you a while. It may take you 15 or 20 years at that higher rate, at that longer term. You're still going to waste a lot of money. Maybe it could help some people.
But also, it's kind of like when you make more money, you tend to spend more money. You're not, you know, saving it and paying off debt. People, it's just a lack of financial responsibility. So
yep.
It just goes back to, if you have the smaller amount, you know, for your mortgage payment, are you really going to be like, yeah, I want to refinance?
Maybe. Hey, when we come back, we will. I want you to hear Stephen A. Smith on The View yesterday. We'll be right back. Yeah, I don't know. We've got the text line open this morning, 314-241-9797. Kim, have you gotten any comments on the mortgage thing besides the comment that maybe it could help people for a short period of time to refinance?
Any thoughts on it? Well, another person said, good morning. This is kind of about the car comment you made. This is Ryan. Prime example of a car that increased in value was a Ferrari F40. When they first came out back in 1987, they cost $500,000. Now you can find one for about $2.5 million. I don't think a 50-year mortgage is really going to help anybody. It's going to cause more issues than anything.
Yeah, I would agree. I just use that as an example of another industry where they'll let you finance your dream for a longer period of time. And of course, you know, it's just increasing the amount of interest you're paying on it over that period of time. I was watching, I watched Stephen A. Smith with some fascination. I don't necessarily enjoy his style. He screams a lot. But on his shows, occasionally he'll say something that I agree with. And then he went on with those ladies on The View. Now, the one bite we have is him shutting down somebody who called in trying to accuse all Republicans of being racist. Play cut number 10 for the people, please.
So what we're going to do is we're going to say Republicans are racist as opposed to specific names. You're just going to call an abundance of people racist.
A blanket across the board. Republicans are straight racist.
Goodbye, man. Have a nice day. We're not doing that. I'm not letting anybody on either side of the aisle castigate an entire party of people like that. I'm not doing that. That gets us nowhere.
That would be like us saying that all Democrats are socialists. I don't believe that. I know some Democrats who don't believe that at all. They're completely capitalist, happy with their salaries, their high salaries, the amount of money they make. They don't want to go to a socialist society. They understand the downfall of that. But that's the brainwashing that happens on the left, just so you know. They are taught by Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow and all those people that everybody on the right is some sort of an ist or a phobe. And that's just what they're taught it in our universities. They're brainwashed. That when you talk about brainwashing on the left, that's what we're talking about. Good for Stephen A. Smith for shutting that down. This guy's talked about trying to run for political office. I don't know. I find a lot of what he does to be a little grating sometimes. But yesterday he went on The View. I assume this was yesterday. And he got into it over they got mad at him over a couple of different issues. But mostly what they see is him defending Donald Trump. And you know Joy Behar, there's no greater Donald Trump hater on the planet than that annoying Joy Behar. Maybe Joy Reid and probably Whoopi Goldberg in the top five of those three people. She's angry with him yesterday for some of the things Donald Trump has said. This was this was Stephen A. Smith's answer to her on this, like it or not, here. Whoops. You know, I would wonder why that didn't work. And then I'd realize that the audio is off on my computer. Let's try that one more time. And I apologize for submitting you to Joy Behar's voice at this hour.
Trump is claiming that he aced the cognitive test, even though he's going on late night truth social tirades. In the middle of the night, he's texting and calling Governor Walz a name that we don't use anymore. Okay. It's a disability. He's attacking female reporters as piggy and ugly. Mm-hmm. He's falling asleep in the middle of a meeting. I mean, I said yesterday that Marco Rubio is boring, but not that boring that he would fall asleep. So what do you think's going on with him?
Trump is being Trump.
There's nothing cognitively wrong there?
Well, I'm not saying whether there is or isn't. What I'm saying is 77 million people don't care. They voted for him. And those same 77 million people
would do it again. Is it still that number?
They would do it. Well, you could say that it is or isn't, but the point is he's the president of the United States, despite the onslaught of stuff that was coming his way.
Yeah, despite everything they threw at him, despite the fact that you don't like his language, the way he tweets sometimes, or X's, or Truth Socials, or whatever it happens to be, you're just offended by the man. You don't like the man, but you're willing to let that shroud your view of any policy he has. It doesn't matter what it is. Taking out narco terrorists, you hate that, right? When it was Barack Obama or Joe Biden bombing either American citizens in Obama's case, or truckloads of children in Biden's case, you didn't seem to mind because you loved the man and you didn't care what he did. The TDS is so obvious on that show. It's just crazy, and good for you, Stephen A. Smith, for calling him out on that. They played the bite where he was talking about Trump and I forget the girl's name. She said, "I'm going to give you a chance to walk that back." He goes, "I didn't stutter."
Good.
I'm not backing off a bit. I told you I said what I said. If you don't like it, you know, go pound sand. So good for Stephen A. Smith. We'll mark that as one up in the win column. Yesterday. Coming up, we have got some Guns and Hoses tickets
guns
to give away.
Guns and Roses, Mark.
Oh, did I say hoses again?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
You know what? Put a quarter in the can every time you say that.
I should.
We'll be millionaires.
I should. Guns and Roses tickets to give away in the next hour. We'll talk to our friend Bo Matthews. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.